Peace, grace, and mercy be multiplied to you from God our Father, from our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have this morning the traditional first Sunday in Lent text, namely the temptation of Jesus Christ to the wilderness. Temptation number one, turn stones into bread. Number two, receive all the power and authority that one day you'll get anyhow. And number three, make God prove himself. Number one, Satan met Jesus where he was. He fasted. He was hungry. Jesus came and talked about food. Number two, Jesus, you're the Son of God. All power and authority is going to be given to you. So why be an itinerant preacher? Why put up with the abuse of the scribes and the Pharisees? Why be arrested, scourged, tried, and crucified? Take it right now, quick and easy. And number three, God is going to take care of you. So prove it. Prove it to me. Prove it to everybody else. Throw yourself down. God will pick you up. To all these temptations, Jesus had just one thing to do. Refute it with Holy Scripture. Temptations. Has anybody here ever been tempted? The answer is yes. The moment you wake up in the morning, you're tempted. Shall I get up or not? Shall I sleep in a little bit longer? What am I going to do? Now, maybe you don't want to face the challenges or the temptations of the day. On the other hand, maybe you're the person who springs right up and is so anxious to get started with the day. So what is a temptation for one person might not be for the other. Think of deviant behavior. A few years ago, a man and a very young boy went to bridges over highways, and what did they do? They shot innocent people, killing some. Now, they were tempted to do that because of their deviant disposition. Anybody here have that same problem? I would guess not. But it was a need they had to do that. The devil worked with them and they gave in. Then there are other temptations that are not that horrible. Say, homosexuality for one thing. And what's the reverse coin? King James calls it whoremongering. That is, we can't be satisfied with one person. And so we have this crave, we have this temptation to go beyond that. Gossiping is a temptation for some people. Obsessive compulsion to speak too much. There are some people who will never let you get a word in edgewise. In the army, we had a guy appropriately named the Breeze. He was always talking. You never could get any. Some people like to brag all the time. I remember when I worked at Martin Marietta, there was a guy we called Can You Top This Coleman. The one guy said, watch this. And he said, you know, today's the first day of squirrel hunting, and I went out and I shot 26 squirrels. And Mr. Coleman said, oh, that's nothing. I shot 59. He hadn't even been out. But he had this temptation, he had this compulsion to always do one better. Gambling is a temptation for some people, but not for others. Likewise, texting. What does texting say when you're in the company of other people? You're boring. I'm not interested in you. That's a form of being rude. And a lot of people have that temptation. How many here have ever been to a restaurant and saw two, three, and even four people texting instead of interacting with people? I don't care about you. I care about, maybe they were texting each other at the table. I don't know. I kind of doubt it, but it does happen. My point is, Satan meets us where we are. It does no good for him to tempt us with things that we're not interested in. At the same time, he tempts us to condemn those who have these other problems, while at the same time, we have problems that he would condemn us with. Ever hear this? I know I'm not perfect, but what's the rest of that? But at least I'm better than he is. Satan meets us where we are. So what do we do with temptation? Same thing Jesus did. We use the scripture to solve the situation. And in order to be equipped to do that, you got to come into grips with what St. Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed. Let me ask you this. Are you satisfied with your knowledge of Scripture? Are you able to withstand every temptation by quoting Scripture? If not, what are you doing about it? What Bible class are you involved in? So, here's a hint for those of you who are Lutheran. Luther said, read the Catechism every day. Not that big book, but the first 16 pages, usually in some issues. The simple Enchiridion, what he wrote himself. That will help you. Think about it this way. Is worry a sin? Are we tempted to worry? Worry says, I don't trust in God. He can't handle this. What does the Catechism say about this? Anybody got any idea? We should love and fear and trust in God above all things. Gossiping, that's a temptation. To either gossip or to listen to gossip. What does the Catechism say? We should fear and love God so that we do not deceitfully belie, betray, slander, or defame our neighbor, but defend him, speak well of him, and always put the best construction on everything. As that comes to mind, when gossip comes around, you can pretty well say, I'm not interested. And then there is this scripture, which takes care of every temptation we'll ever have. Jesus said, deny yourself, take up a cross, and follow me. Alcoholism. We're tempted with that, those of us who have that problem. It's going to solve our problem. We have a problem we can't handle, so alcohol will make it better. That's a lie. Turn away from it. Then there's the temptation to ruin somebody's reputation. You know, for some people, the only way that they can have self-esteem is by cutting you down. Get away from that. The temptation to curse those who curse you. The temptation to strike those who have struck you. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, then you must deny yourself and take up a cross and follow me. And it's a cross. We want to do it. And if we don't do it, we're going to be hurting. So what do? Deny that cross. Deny it. Take up a real cross and follow Jesus Christ. So, we want to do better. Like the devil comes to us, he came to Jesus several times, three times, and finally he withdrew. But he doesn't always withdraw quickly enough for us. So we sin. We give in. What to do? Well, we become the prodigal son or daughter. We go to him and we say, I have sinned by thought, word, and deed. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he is. He's very merciful. In his mercy, he sent his only begotten son to live a perfect life in our place and to take our sins to the cross and to pay for them in full. That is why the psalmist wrote, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. He is the one who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things and makes you young again like an eagle. So then, before you are tempted, while you are tempted, and after you are tempted, put on the whole armor of God so that by it you'll be able to withstand the schemes of the devil. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.